On that note, I want to welcome everybody to another wonderful edition of Saturday AM Live. Those of us who are on the West Coast, this is bright and early, and I want to say good morning and wake up to you, you sleepy heads. And so if you don't have pen and paper handy, you're going to want to, or something else to scribble on, because I know our guest this morning is going to not only be enlightening, but also motivating and educating and a bunch of other words that end with ing, because, well, his legacy precedes him. So, David, I hope I didn't build it up too big. But
I think you did.
Dr. David Silverman is a diamond wellness consultant with Niken. And David and I think we might have met maybe over the years, but I really actually shook his hand for the first time at the last Niken convention in October in Orlando, and I really feel kind of awkward and bad, because I really haven't had a chance to really get to know the couple, David and Wendy Silverman, that are literally have put the state of Maryland and some of the other areas where you guys have people literally on the map. And we have quite a few of our key people in the area who just, you know, it's like every time we talk, you guys' name comes up. And I'm like, wow, this is going to be fun. So, David, first of all, welcome to the call.
Thank you, Vance. Thanks for having me on this call. This is great that you do this for your team.
Well, no, it's an honor. And otherwise, I, you know, wouldn't have any motivation for getting up Saturday morning as an engineer that resides in my body that wakes me up anyways. But take us back. First of all, tell us a little bit about Dr. David Silverman. What's your specialty, and what led you into that field?
My field was podiatry, and as a child, I grew up in Maryland here. I lived here my whole life, except for when I went to podiatry school in Chicago for 4 years. But I always wanted to get into some part of medicine. I wasn't sure what. Originally, it was going to be dentistry, and then orthodontics, and personally, I had many problems with my feet, and I kept going to my doctor and orthopedic surgeons, and they never really fixed the problems, just kind of delayed it, and it would come back. And a friend of mine was his brother was a podiatrist. I went to him, and in 20 minutes, he fixed a problem that I had been living with for years, and I thought that was pretty amazing that someone can help somebody stop suffering so much if they just know what they're doing, if they're taught.
There's a novel concept right there.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's kind of what we do in a much bigger way, and that's the reason I ended up leaving podiatry, but that got me into that, and I went to University of Maryland here in College Park, and then went to a Chicago school right downtown Chicago, and came back here and practiced for 9 years before I was introduced to Niken, became board certified in foot surgery and foot orthopedics, and I enjoyed practicing podiatry. I really liked helping people. I liked that I didn't have to deal with life and death. I liked helping people and being a little more light-hearted, even though surgery is a very serious thing. It wasn't, you know, here are the risks. There's a 20% chance you're going to die on the operating room table. It was,
sure.
You know, it was very, very rare that there was any complications. And that's how I got into podiatry.
So there's a lot less stress in your field of medicine than associated with someone like who's a neurosurgeon who's cutting somebody's into their brain and could definitely alter things for the future of their life. What so how many years were you practicing podiatry before Niken came along?
Nine.
Okay, so still fairly new in the field, and what was that all about? Because most medical professionals that I know, it's like when you go to school that long, you know, doggone it, we're going to stick with this profession because, you know, we paid our dues and we're not going to alter. So how did Niken come into the picture?
Well, someone had approached me about Niken in April of 97. And ironically, it was an orthopedic surgeon. I was about to start a case in the operating room at the hospital, and this guy came in, and he was ranting and raving about Niken and magnets, and you know, when he left the room, we all kind of giggled, including the patient who wasn't out yet, the anesthesiologist. Everybody was kind of like, well, what's happened to him? And he actually followed up with me and loaned me a pair of insoles and said, here, try it on a patient that you're not helping. He's having a problem. And I did, and it worked.
Now, I have to stop you because you said, when he said try it on a patient that you haven't been able to help, even admitting that you haven't been able to help someone and then trying something else, is that kind of an insult?
No, because we all know that we have patients that either we're having a hard time with or are not a good surgical candidate to have repair, correction. So, no, not at all. But I had, a patient who had nerve pain, and I gave her the insoles, and in 2 weeks she came in and said she was about 80% better. And I thought, well, that's kind of strange. And I just thought it was a placebo. So I said, here, you call Dr. So-and-so, and he'll get them for you. And I just blew it off. As a placebo, as a mental, power of suggestion thing. And I was happy she was better, but I didn't think it was those. I thought, how could this be, and nobody would know about it. But then about 6 months passed, and then a podiatrist, a colleague of mine, Mark Sussman, who's now a diamond in Econ also, he had just discovered it like a month before he started calling me in October of the same year. And he called me 5-6 times and talked to me about the products and the business, and you got to look at this. And I just blew him off. And on the 6th time, he called me and he said, look, forget the business. Forget coming to a meeting right now. Just tell me, who do you love who's suffering? I want you to try some of this and see. And my mother had 10 years of horrible back pain. And he made me feel guilty for not even trying. So, I was one of those people that were backdoored into this. My mind was so closed. I was so negative. I was so skeptical. I was so, this sounds like a fairy tale and it's not true, that I wouldn't look. But, when it came to my mother, it's like, why not try it? And, you and I, Vance, know that these products don't work fast all the time. Mm-hmm. So fortunately for me, and now for tens of thousands of people, my mother had a really good result. I mean, she had a dramatic result in one day of the sleep system and insoles and the back flex. And that got me curious. And so, we all know people are skeptical and they go to the internet. Back then, I didn't know how to use a computer, but now they do. They see the products work and they start, or they don't see them work or whatever, and they go to the internet and they see all this negative stuff from so-called experts saying, oh, this doesn't work, this is a hoax, this is a scam. But, what I saw happen, I still swore it was a placebo with my mother, but I thought, you got me curious.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't go to a meeting. I wouldn't go to a wellness preview.
Did she use quite a few of the products, or just one?
Used the sleep system, the insoles, and the back flex.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just attaching a power patch onto the lower part of her back. She got several components of the wellness.
She did, and that's not a duplicatable thing for most people to have enough products to invest to loan out sleep systems. But this is just what happened with me. Fortunately, she had a fast result. So I didn't go to a wellness preview, but I said, Mark, you got me curious. And he kept saying, you got to come see the whole picture. And once I went to see the whole picture, eventually I understood why he was so intent on that, because it gave me a much better understanding of this whole thing. But for me and my little world, it had helped my mom. And I said, can you get me a few little products to play with on patients? So he loaned me a stack of like 10 minis.
Okay.
And he said, just tape them on people and let them keep them and see what happens. And the first day, this is October 97, I put them on 21 people that were hurting. And I had them kind of baseline their discomfort level, their pain level, and move their joint to their neck or foot or whatever. And I said, here, tape it on, and you can keep them. And the first person, after about 10 minutes, said, my pain's gone. And I looked at them, and I'm like, come on. And
now, just out of curiosity, what were they dealing with?
I think the first one was a shoulder. That they couldn't really lift their shoulder up above like 90 degrees from their body, and in about 10 minutes, they put their hand straight over their head.
Okay, now podiatry is feet, right? So why are we talking about shoulders here?
Well, I had so many, when patients came in, he said, use it on anything you want.
Okay, so you thought you'd branch. I'm thinking, man, where did I miss something?
They're sitting in my chair, and I'm working on their feet anyway. I'm like, here, out of curiosity, does anything else bother you? And I have a history in front of me of what they have. And
okay.
So 10 out of 21 people had their problem basically gone within about 20 to 30 minutes. I mean, 10 out of 21 is a lot, and even for a placebo. But for people that are skeptical, listening to me speak right now, I still thought it was a placebo. I just thought, wow, I've heard of placebo. I've never played around with giving people sugar pills, but this is amazing. 10 out of 21.
So you're talking just under 50%.
Within 20, 30 minutes.
Which your mind the same thing that as my brother when he was introduced to the product said, you know, hey, you know, I had problems with my knees for years, and I'm taking these things and putting them on my knee, and I know that, hey, this is not going to, you know, eat my liver and my kidneys away like some of the painkillers I was taking, so it's non-invasive, and to work that fast, because even drugs, some drugs don't even work that fast.
No, most don't, because I actually within 20 to 30 minutes, 10 out of 21, but a few of them were within 5 or 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I still thought it was a placebo, though.
So at that point, did you like, okay, you know, let's sell the farm, let's jump in with this with both feet, and let's go for it?
No, I mean, absolutely not. Long story short, I mean, I'll skip over a bunch of things, but, you know, the placebo argument goes away. There's a couple things that go arguments or doubts go away with 100% certainty, and there's a way for people to see that this is not a placebo without any doubt. I mean, you can look at studies, and it doesn't make any difference. People can always find fault with studies, but there's a 100% way to prove that these products actually do make people feel better, and it's not placebo, and there's a 100% way to show that the strength tests that we do, just giving the body what it needs, a pair of insoles, water, the PIMAG water makes the body stronger and better balanced, because people always have doubts. That's impossible. How can you put a pair of insoles under someone's shoes and their balance and strength is better? And if you're interested, I'll tell you that afterwards. But there's a 100% way to prove that it works. It doesn't explain why. But what proves that the products work for things that hurt is to use it on an animal. Someone got me on the phone with somebody in my upline. I'm on the phone with a veterinarian and said, David, I don't want to argue with you. The placebo thing. I'm going to tell you in 30 seconds what to do. Do it if you want. Don't do it if you don't want. But, you know, this is what I tell people, and you'll see yourself. And now, people, you can put the power, that you can have the power of suggestion with people. But if you have a limping dog or a horse that's got a hip or back problem and it's limping because it's in pain, and you spin those little mag boys, the little spinning magnet next to its hip for 10 or 15 minutes, and it gets up and it's not, and it starts walking and it's not limping anymore. And it could have been limping for a year or 2 years or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You pretty much know it's not the power of suggestion. I mean, it's impossible. It eliminates all doubt. And you know, my email address is one limping dog. Because
I was going to bring that up because I thought, where on earth did he come? What is it, one limping dog? Does he have a natural fetish for helping dogs?
No, and you know, people think because I'm a podiatrist, dogs or feet, you know, my aching dogs,
uh-huh, like,
no, it has nothing
uh-huh
to do with it. It has
sure
to do with the day I saw a dog that was limping with arthritis stop limping by using the Mag Boys. That was the day that my entire outlook and my philosophy on life changed, because when I saw that dog stop limping and I realized how this is so not in the mainstream, and people think that this is some kind of voodoo. And it works most of the time, quickly, if you know what you're doing with these products.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what else in this world is real that we don't think is real? I felt very much like Christopher Columbus in 1490 and 91 and telling people, look, you guys are wrong. You know, the fact of the matter is the world is round, and everybody, you know, 99.9% of people said, you're crazy.
Sure.
And
sure
he knew, you know, and so when I saw that, I said, wow. So at the wellness preview,
there's a point of staking your reputation on this, because you bring up Christopher Columbus, you know, when he reached that halfway point, you know, of, okay, we've sailed so far here, we've ran out of rations, and this crew is about to declare mutiny because they know we could turn back right now and we could make it back to Europe. However, if we continue on, you know, this same length of time, we're out of food. And
well, hopefully they brought some fishing poles.
So there's a lesson to be learned in this, that, you know, when approaching people in the medical community, we really need to, number one, allow enough time, because this, as you said, this is not something that's in the mainstream, so you're not trained on this. But more importantly, we need to allow enough time for each person to either experience the products themselves. Sometimes that'll do it, but as you saw with your mom and a back, and then, but more importantly for you, the convincing factor was one limping dog.
Right.
And that is something that, you know, a little footnote here, that even myself, it's like, okay, my wife and I just got a new doctor, and we absolutely love the guy because he's just so out of the mainstream. And I'm sitting here as you're sharing going, you know, I think I need to reapproach him again, because we kind of did, but I think maybe taking him out to lunch. But I'll ask that question later, how you would suggest that, but I want you to continue on, because there's a great transition that takes place in any professional person, that when exposed to Nikan and then that aha experience takes place, where literally you can't argue it away.
That's right. And I think that happens with everybody. I mean, it's all about belief. I mean, if you present Nikan to a new person, and it really sounds like a fairy tale. I mean, it sounds like there's no way this is true. This is total fiction, and it's in people's minds, but it's building belief and getting to the point where they not only believe it, but they know it. I mean, people say, you believe in this, David. I'm like, no, when I saw that dog stop limping, I didn't believe in it. I mean, that's, I know it's true. It's like, do you believe in gravity? Well, let me think about it, you know?
Let me climb up on top of my three-story house and let's contemplate, see if
right, I right,
believe
right.
it.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, I went to, just to continue, I'll finish this quick, I went to a wellness preview, I heard a lot of testimonials, not just for pain, for all types of things, and I thought, wow, and in my mind, I thought, even if half of what these people are saying is true, for wheezing and sleeping and mood problems and kids with attention issues and someone that was in a wheelchair and tears in their eyes telling their story, I thought, even if half of what they're saying is true, and half is fabrication or placebo, even half still would make this the most incredible advancement in medicine, in the history of medicine, because it's a total different way of looking at things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I signed up, not to do the business, but to get the products. I bought everything, and I decided to really start testing everything on people. And I just saw miracles. And in 2 weeks, I called Mark Sussman, and I said, okay, you respected my wishes. You didn't talk about the business anymore. I understood network marketing anyway. I tried it many years ago. And I said, okay, show me how the business works. I'm ready. I got a product that is going to change people's lives, that I want to talk about, that I will talk about. There's a business opportunity here. Show me how it works. And that's how I got started. And then my son, about a year and a half into doing this very part-time, had a dramatic response with the products. He had involuntary motions and things, and just dramatic response with the products. And that's when I decided that this was going to be my purpose in life, a cause for me. Even though I was going to get some arrows in my back, and knowing that a lot of people that I knew very closely were they would eventually find out about it,
mm-hmm.
But they may not, you know. In the back of their mind, they may think for years, boy, he's really been scammed into something.
Sure.
I just felt like Columbus, and, you know, the heck with it. They're all going to know eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And I found a cause and a purpose, and if I don't stand up and start telling people about this and teaching people, God knows how many tens of thousands of people and even hundreds of thousands of people will continue to suffer or die because of what they have or what they're doing to treat what they have. And I said, I've got to get a good snowball rolling down the hill. You know, 10 turns into 100, turns into 1,000, and that's, so September of 99, I sold my practice, and this is what I've done since, and I just,
wow.
I love it.
Well, there's something to be said when, you know, in most professions, we, aside from the medical profession, most professions don't take an oath like what you do. And so I can't help but think that, as you just said, that, you know, people were going to find out about it, but you kind of owe it to society, that taking that oath that, you know, I know about something that will change people's lives.
Right.
And if I don't, it's kind of, you kind of go against everything that you signed your life away to do. Now, I'm curious, David, because you have a beautiful wife, Wendy, and you've got kids. Was she at all opposed or kind of thinking, oh, boy, what is David got?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely at the beginning. And then she saw her she had a jaw problem went away, a back problem went away. People that we loved, she saw it, people getting better. So she definitely came around, but it was not easy at the beginning, I can tell you that.
So 10 years ago, you sold your practice. And I wanted to ask that question because a lot of people think, well, you know, I'm the head of my home, and what I say goes, no, most smart husbands, you know, know, are the head of the home because they have their wife's permission to say so. And
right.
I was a little different in that, actually, my wife didn't ever see a wellness preview until the night after I engaged, or after I proposed to her. So after we got engaged, then she kind of got an idea of what it is I did for a living. But that transition from going from full-time medicine as a podiatrist to selling your practice, walking away, now obviously you'd already had your Nikan business going at that point. Was there, for you, just this, you know, I'm going to go talk to every single podiatrist that I know, they're my colleagues, and surely they'll listen to me.
Oh, I tried, and none of them listened. One did, and still to this day. I mean, and I'll tell you something, you have to have a thick skin in this business because of that, because people you care about, people you think really trust you, it's really eye-opening when you get involved with this, because you know you know what you have in the palm of your hand,
mm-hmm.
And you know that it's a numbers game. But you learn a lot about people's minds and the way they work and their trust level in you.
Sure.
And you kind of know it. You know, sometimes it hurts people because you kind of find out what people really, really think about you and their respect level for you. And it's very eye-opening because you can go through your whole life thinking you have some people that are just trust you and implicitly, and when you can't get them to come to a presentation, even with the trust level that you have, that you think you have, you realize, wow, you know, these people just are not as, I'm not as close as I thought, we're not as close as I thought that we were.
Mm.
And I don't get rid of friendships because of that, but I kind of know where I stand.
Sure.
And I'm still there for them, and I would do anything for them. But it can be a little bit painful to find that out. But you know, I just think of Christopher Columbus again. It's like when you know something's true and it can change the world, so to speak. That's a kind of a pun, I guess. not to change the shape of the world.
Right. About an adult who's in their mid-40s or 50s, and they've been out of the educational system for years, decades even at that point, they can't comprehend all this stuff, and, you know, it becomes natural to us because we're living it, breathing it, and utilizing and enjoying these technologies. And, man, I've had a whole new revival experience, I guess you can, just with the power patch. I mean, up to this point, I didn't have a need to use one. And I did, and here we are 5-6 days later, and it's still stuck on my knee, and I don't even know how I injured my knee. But
right.
Within less than 24 hours, we're talking, I went from literally thinking that Tuesday morning I was going to call you know, our new doctor that I did and said, look, I this is not good. I don't know what I did. I don't know why. And just gone. I mean, we were back at about 90-95% normal.
And, that's great.
You know, and if someone were to try to explain that to me, you know, even if you know, David, with the medical knowledge, I still don't know if I'd be able to comprehend that. Okay, this little teeny-weeny magnet, 5/16 in diameter, is going to do what you want it to restore and bring complete restoration. David, I am curious, though, in that, you know, we are going to face objections when we talk to people. We are going to run into those who are going to look at us and get it. And, still 16 years for me doing this, the last 14 full-time this month, and I still get some of our dearest friends, you know, give me that look like, oh, come on, I can't believe you still believe all this stuff. And yet I see what's going on with them physically. I see what they're going through job-wise, financially. And I know the lifestyle that we get to enjoy. And some of our friends have become enemies because they hate our guts, because they don't think it's fair. Because, you know, Vance and Stacey, well, they don't work.
They're jealous, right?
Oh, exactly. I mean, it takes jealousy to a new level. For you and Wendy, again, transitioning 10 years ago from the medical field to the wellness field, full-time as wellness consultants, is there something, a secret, because you said you tried and only one of your colleagues, because a lot of us have people that we know in the medical field, whether it's our family doctor or a chiropractor. Is there a magic touch that, or something that, a phrase that you say would get, even taking back to your introduction, Anikin, that would maybe open the mind up a little bit more to allow them to take a look at this?
You're talking about general public or medical?
Well, general public, for people that are anything to do with the medical community, someone that we know, someone that I know,
uh-huh.
Would there be something that you would suggest in introducing them to Nikan?
I think the main thing is you keep in your mind, Reed Nelson had a tape many years ago, say less to more people.
Uh-huh.
And if you keep that in mind, and don't tell them anything until you can show them everything.
Okay.
It's got to be, you know, do not try to describe it over the phone. I think the most important thing is to get face to face with somebody, because I don't care what I say until they feel it. I don't know what's going to get them in. My goal is to get them interested in going through the process of learning.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the goal, and not the goal, the goal isn't to sign them up, and the goal isn't to sell them product, but let the process sell them. Let them sell themselves by discovering. When we talk about, you know, discover it, live it, discover it. Your goal at the invitation is to get them to sit down, whether it's at a wellness preview at your house or a one-on-one. I think when they get to a public wellness preview, that's the stage where they get it or they don't. And hopefully they're going to be interested in learning more, get going. And if they're not interested at all, it's because there's a problem with their belief, and you have to ask them, you know, how do you want to move forward? If they say, I really don't, you have to try to get out of them. Why? Because it's a belief level. Because if they believed everything they heard, who in the heck wouldn't want a wellness home? And a lot of people, who the heck wouldn't want to make more money?
Sure.
So it's a belief issue. But I think the main thing is to get that first appointment is to be very brief and not say, God, I got involved with this company. It's a Japanese giant, and it's incredible, and it's Nikan, and, you know, my card doesn't even have my website on it, because I don't want someone going to the internet until like someone says, do you have your card, and I haven't met with them yet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want them going to my website and looking at this and start Googling around and have their preconceived notions. Mm-hmm. I want to sit down with them and tell them, to get the appointment, I say, look, I've got something really important. I want to show you. What is it? Say, I've got to show you. I can't describe it. Mm-hmm. Something that you actually are going to experience and feel. It's going to blow you away. What is it? I'm telling you. I can't. So once you sit down with them, then I take a very indirect approach. I mean, it's not, you know, this is great. I want you to buy something. I want you to join me in business. My approach is kind of like Wolfgang Sonnenberg, you know, Royal Ambassador in Germany, is, look, I want you to know what I know.
Mm.
And when you know what I know that you're going to know people that are going to need one or both of what I've got, of what I've discovered.
Sure.
And it may even be you. I don't know. You'll tell me. But I just want hopefully you can introduce me to people you know who'd be interested. And that kind of takes the pressure off. Now, a lot of times people will start that way, but then the person will start asking questions about the business or the products, and then they jump on it like, it's going to be great, you're working with me. And then they realize back at the beginning you were just giving them a line. So you got to keep it that way and say, look, it's a process. This is the first step. I'm going to want you to listen to something I'm going to give you. When we walk away, I'm going to want you to come to a presentation to see everything, and then you can tell me who you know. Mm-hmm. And I'd let them know in a few minutes, you're going to feel it. Remember I told you're going to feel something? I'm going to show you. Now, the feel it part for me is I'm going to ask them if they happen to have anything that hurts them, but also I know they're going to get a strength and balance test.
Sure.
I want them to feel it. But I just think being indirect that way takes the pressure off of them. They don't feel like you're coming after them.
Sure.
And they can see themselves doing that. I mean, you're training them. For the minute you call somebody and meet with them, you're training them. Because you don't know if they are going to get involved with the business, but if they do, they're going to look back and say, what do I do? And you want to be able to say, do what I did.
Absolutely. So starting with duplication with the end in mind, and that you answered my question before I could even ask it, in that as someone who is, you and Wendy are in, of Diamonds, you are in the top five in North America as far as producers. Not just volume or income, but overall in your organization, you guys are in the top five of the Diamonds. And what I thought was interesting was four out of the five are all in the medical profession. So does that mean that, well, it's only the doctors that, you know, can be in the top five as far as the Diamond rank? No, it's just because you figured out a way to, as you just said, let me share with you what I know. And not twisting any arms, not convincing people to buy a whole wellness home up front. I want to share with you something that I know. And I don't think that's any different than understanding the, you know, network marketing 101, is that we're not selling anything. We're simply sharing and passing on a good idea, a good experience, for us it's a lifetime experience. For Stacy and I, it's just, this is what I do. You know, this is who I am. I'm not changing.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the people in my business is Evelyn Wakaba. She's in Toronto,
mm-hmm.
and she's not medical, and she is an absolute fireball. She's on leadership council. She is one of the top producers. She's not medical, but she just talks to a lot of people and shares it from her heart with conviction and confidence and some enthusiasm, but the conviction and confidence is important because that engages people into learning. And we haven't scratched the scratch on the surface. I mean, we haven't even come close to this. It's almost embarrassing. I mean, there should be people making $1 million a month with these products when you think about what they do. I think it's gotten a little complicated, and with all the products, and Niken is addressing that now, simplifying things. And
sure.
I'm telling my group now, you know, when you sit down with people that one-on-one, you know, you're talking about energy. We are an energy business. We are human energy. That's what we are. And don't get into don't start talking about the components and the air and the water. And it's an overall, give the body what it needs and it can do what it's supposed to do. In addition, take away the bad things it's exposed to on a daily basis and it can clean itself up and really, you know, get off of and prevent medications. And just let the details on the wellness home come out at the wellness preview.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's gotten so complicated. That people, even if you're a good explainer of the wellness home, a person sitting there listening, just like you said with children, you know, retaining 10 new words a day, I mean, that you may be great in explaining it, but they're sitting there thinking, God, this is, even if they're really digging it, this is great, but man, I could never do this. You know?
Well, in my mind immediately goes the direction of, you take someone like Mike DeMuccio, who's in the top five income earners in North America, and all I remember from one of his presentations, being the engineer that he is, because he can use words that, man, I never even, not only never heard of, but I will never even see or hear because that's not my field, and yet two words always when he did a presentation, bumps and energy,
mm-hmm.
bumps and energy.
Yep.
And literally, when you look at the signature products that Niken, that when someone buys a success kit, a business kit, it's the bumps of the Magboy and the energy that's derived from them when you put them in motion and you have to actually touch them and do that.
David, one final question, and let me wrap this up with this, because not just me, but you and I, this would be fun to just go on and on and on, because there's so many different directions I could go with it. But again, getting back to being at the top, is there, you know, not all of us set out when we sign the application, and some of us have been in NECN for, you know, 5, 10, 15 years, and we're at that level like, man, I just can't get up over that hop. I want to, but I can't figure out what I'm doing wrong or what I'm not doing enough of, all the different things that, you know, all this negative thing that, you know, that plagues us. But is there one thing that you and Wendy have done that really has been kind of the backbone of getting you to where you're at today? I mean, the five pillars, is it humans being more training, or if you were to look back and say, no, this is when I introduce somebody to NECN, or when I'm talking to anybody in our organization, the one thing that kind of sets us apart that I feel has been kind of the mainstay or the staple of who David and Wendy Silverman are would be?
Well, first of all, I'm pretty much the one that does the business. Wendy really takes care of the household. She's not actively building. She refers people because she's had amazing results, and I get calls from people she talks to. But I'd say the one thing, honestly, is just attitude. The attitude of, you know, this is important, number one, but business-wise, this is going to become mainstream. Okay, I'm swimming upstream. I know that. It's a numbers game because you're dealing with people's paradigms. But no one one-on-one that I do, no 10 one-on-ones that I do, no wellness preview where no one shows up, nothing is going to stop me from this. Nothing. I may have to hone what I do a little bit as I go along, but it is a numbers game. And it's amazing when you hit one who's very interested, and sometimes you're like, wow, this person says they're going all the way, and they're not coachable, and they don't make their list, and they don't get you in front of people, the first, you know, 10 people one-on-ones or something like that. Again, it can be very, very, very frustrating, and you feel very dejected, and you feel terrible. But you have to keep in mind that, you know, you try not to waste time with people. Once you know that, you know, you've done three-way calls with people, and they're not doing what they need to do, you need to move on. But nobody is going to stop me. And that's the attitude you have to have. And it's like, you know, no matter how many hours you put into it a week, I started out putting 5 hours a week in. You don't want to waste time because then you really get frustrated, you know. But the fact that it will become mainstream, there are people that will be making $1 million a month in this business, not that you have to make that much money.
Sure.
But I mean, I've got it in the palm of my hands, and I'm not going to quit because it's hard. I'm not going to quit because I feel because I'm the salmon swimming up the stream. I'm getting there. Now, when I get there, I don't want to lay my eggs and die like the salmon do. I hope I don't lay any eggs, and I hope I don't die. But I'm not stopping. You know, there are going to be grizzly bears. There's going to be stuff, but there's no way that I'm going to stop. And sometimes, you know, it's tough. It can be very, very, very frustrating. But you got to kind of hone what you do and kind of keep it simple. We've got to get back to basics, real simplicity. You know, and Nick and, you know, on Leadership Council, that's what I've been telling them since before I was on Leadership Council. I said, number one, you need a product in the pack so people get experiences in their business kit, and they put the Mag Boy in finally, something. And you need to simplify every single aspect of this business. We've got too many products. It bogs people down. They're amazing products, but we have to learn to not start talking about them all at one-on-ones. Leave that to a standardized wellness preview. And that way people feel like they can do this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And is there one book? I lied. I got one other question that popped in mind. Is there one book that changed your perspective that you...
I like Tom Barrett's work, Dare to Dream, Work to Win.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's my favorite book. It's an easy read, and it's about life, too. It's not just about network marketing. And I think it's an excellent book.
Okay. Again, Tom Barrett's Dare to Dream, Work to Win. Down fast enough. And I want to remind folks that are listening that what David has been sharing, what Dr. Silverman has been, you know, passing on, all these incredible nuggets, because I'm just filing them away, that the most important thing in not only with NECN but in life in general is that we have to develop an unstoppable mentality, that there are going to be things like when we have the opportunity to share NECN with other people, if we don't develop that unstoppable belief system in what we have. Number one, in ourselves, but number two, in what Nikan has given us in this gift, because all of us were given it, then we have to start there. And if we can do that, then, you know, we're going to be looking back on this conversation going, you know, I heard Dr. Silverman share that, and that was one of the things that pushed me over the edge and caused me to get out there. And because, David, I know, what are we, last count for the President's Club, there's, 165 of us in there?
I think so.
And I think Nikan put the quota at, you know, they only take, what, five more? They stop it at 160. Yeah. No. As a matter of fact, that's one of my announcements. I mean, when we wrap this up, I'm going to share that some of the things they're going to be doing differently regarding the President's Club. But, David, I want to say thank you. Because this has been really, really inspiring, and I know that the next convention that people are going to be able to see and hear some nuggets from you on the stage, and I really, really appreciate this. And I want to remind our folks again, if you have somebody, either it's a medical professional or just a friend that you think this, what David shared, would be one of the things that could really do it, send them to growingandwellness.com. Brad will have this whole conversation up on the website within a couple hours, and between now and tomorrow evening, you'll be able to listen to it for free. And if you want a copy of it, well, shell out the few shillings that it costs and to get a copy of the CD. But this conversation has been one of those that I will look back on and say, you know, that was a turning point for me, because enough things were shared that the list of people that I've scribbled down in front of me, like, oh, I got to follow up with that person. And I'm just going to sit down and share exactly like you said. I need to share with you what I know.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you over the phone. I'm not going to give you the website. I'm not going to give you any information, because so many times we've given too much. But huge education for me. So
thank you. It was my pleasure, Vance. Thanks for having me on, and thanks for all you're doing for everybody. Look forward to seeing you to the next big event.
Looking forward to it as well. So give our love to your wife. Tell her thank you for keeping the kids at a somewhat docile stage.
Somewhat.
That's always fun. So looking forward to it again, and thank you. And again, our guest is Dr. David Silverman. The website is simply www.growingandwellness.com. Check it out. I know it'll be a big thing for you. So if you guys want to stay online for a few more announcements, we'll do that. But I'm going to bid David goodbye and say thank you again, and have a great weekend.
Thanks, Vance. You too. Bye, everybody.
Right. Bye-bye.